Darren, where are you, Darren?
Darren, I'm in London.
Give tongue, Darren. What do you want to say?
Unusual football teams.
Okay.
Do you remember the ball game, Dad's Army?
The board game?
The board game.
Now, Dad's Army, the ball game. Now, last week we played, you wouldn't know this, we played What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, here in the studio. We played an exciting game. The finals are going to be in Paris in a few weeks' time. Anyway, What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, we played. And now we're talking about Dad's Army, the board game.
Yeah, it was about 20 years ago they brought it out.
In the shell of a nut, how was the game played? What did you have to do?
What we had to do, you remember another game called Super Striker?
Well, at a pitch.
Is it like a Russian doll, is it, about games,
okay,
you have to push their heads down. Yeah. We were short of players, but we're thinking, what can we use as players?
Ah.
And we remembered the board game.
Mm-hmm. There were figures of the Dad's Army people.
Yeah, they were little cardboard things, but we were so desperate for players, we used them.
Yeah. Are any of your Dad's Army still alive?
Unlike the real Dad.
Oh, that's the first thing anyone does when they watch Dad's Army, isn't it? Now, who's still alive? It's getting less and less of a game as the years roll on. But
in London, eh?
So who was in that? No, Clive Dunstall, eh? Can you name the order in which they died? Give us a call, 0500 1050 389. I can name Dad's Army and the order in which they died. We know who dies first is Pearl James Beck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you've got your game with players missing. What did you do?
Yeah, we had to use the Dad's Army players, and we had the front line of the Verger, Captain Manwin and Private Godfrey.
The Verger was up front. That's the name of the show now. That's the name of the show. It's
are
no longer based in
Are you sure?
The Verger's up front. That's the name of the show.
and the only front. Person who approves of that is Graham Taylor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'll put the Verger up front. What kind of game did the Verger have?
He always scored a lot of goals. More than the Super Striker players.
At the end of the game, did he run around the other guy? I'm much all out of here now. You're not supposed to be here now.
Repeat the front line. The Verger.
The Verger. Yeah. Yeah.
One thing we also had to
Captain Mannering. Captain Mannering up front, was he?
Yeah, Captain Mannering.
And who else?
And Private Godfrey.
Oh, Godfrey can't have been up front. Now, come on.
We had even good players in the old days. You just put Loiter on the wing, didn't you?
That doesn't matter. Godfrey can pop. Seriously, I don't want to get bogged down here, but that just seems like really just wantonly being surreal, because you must have had alternatives to Godfrey to play up front.
We had Pike, but I can't remember.
If you've got Pike, you must have just been having too much fun then, because you've got Pike, who may be useless, but he's young. You can't play Godfrey up the front of a team.
No, we played him, and he played well.
Well, I'm sorry, I could not have got into it.
It is one of the greatest forward lines ever seen in England.
At a pinch, the Verger. Yeah, okay, manner
is. With his experience, you can see it, yeah.
Because you lose it all with Godfrey, because then the game becomes a farce. So what was the harvest of all this? Have you still got the figures? Do you still play the game?
No, I've still got the striker figures, but I can't remember what happened to the Dad's Army ones.
Sadly, that's the wrong answer.
Exactly. Don't strike him. But the Dad's Army figures, well, that's a fantastic point. Exactly the kind of gold we're looking for here. That is the most unusual team. And the best improvising of... Because we did used to do this thing, if you actually had an imaginary team and actually had your tribute players and gave them lives.
Cabin of Rovers.
But if you actually, you know, pretended, like the Steve Sedgley doll, you pretended you had players in your house, that's odd.